This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com with no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery. It's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello again. Another day has rolled around and we're here chatting with you.
Lot of
again.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Lot of surprises on the show today. One we had, you'll hear it later on in the show.
We were very surprised.
Very surprised.
And producer Callum started off the morning saying, I've got a funny story for you for the podcast.
Yeah, well, so I've been thinking about this for the last 3 hours.
It's got to be about dinner.
Oh no, lower your expectations because I don't think it's that funny, but it's a story that you would expect me to be the organiser of, and I'm not the organiser of it, and I'm a little bit allergic to it. Oh, I got a Facebook notification last night.
Ugh.
Inviting me to my secondary school reunion.
No.
Oh, funny.
No,
was that
no,
set
no,
up
no.
when you were in school?
No. How many years, Callum?
I started secondary school in 2004, so we started it 20 years ago.
They are late to the party on this. It's November.
When oh my God, I was like, I started in 2014. How old are you? But I realised I ended in 2014.
No, so I left secondary school in 2009.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I was only in second
You left secondary school in 2009?
Yeah.
What?
Oh
I was only in
God.
Second year.
I was only in third year.
I left secondary school in 2011.
That's when I was in TU.
Your secondary school goes up to 18, doesn't it? Whereas ours in the UK finish at 16 and then you go on to college or sixth form.
Right.
16 okay. to 18.
I literally think we're all the same age.
I would honestly
I
rather die now,
yeah.
immediately, than go to my school reunion.
Yeah.
I would cry.
I'd so have no business now.
I saw it come through and I was like, one, this is such a me thing to do,
yeah.
to organise. I'm glad that I'm not the one organising it because... I would probably be bullied out of it like I was in school.
I'm totally with you on that
yeah.
one.
But they've invited everyone who's like on their friends list on Facebook. So I'm kind of, it's nice that I got the invite. There's 100 so far invited. And I think there was about 150 in our school year. 12 people have said they're going. Mm. And the date is to be confirmed. The location is to be confirmed.
Oh, come on. They're terrible organisers.
How are you, like, what are you going to do? Negotiate with the 12 people then when they're available?
They said they're looking for March next year.
The about section just said, Callum, please organise this.
Please
so
help us.
My friend set up a Facebook event for when we were in school.
Yeah.
For 15 years' time or 20 years' time or something.
Oh, I had that as
so
well.
So that's going to pop up at some stage for you, but this is just made.
Yes, yeah, so, like some people, there's three hosts and I think they're still all friends from school, so they probably just got chatting over the weekend or something. Because I only got this.
Balls.
It really does.
Imagine being like, yeah, let's organise a school reunion.
Yeah.
Fuck
and,
that.
And your name popping up into the heads of all these people who we haven't talked to or thought about in so long.
So
like, honestly, from secondary school, one of the girls I stay in touch with from my class. Mm. You know, I'd have more...
I suppose that's the point, though. The point is to
you
get back
to see the other
girls. Why would you want to do that?
I don't fucking want to see them.
It's funny, actually. I kind of
would like it, but
yeah,
then...
but you were popular, so
well,
shut up.
I was just like... I just liked people.
I was walking through Waterford a couple of weeks ago and a guard a big van pulled up. And I was just crossing the road in front of it. It was like, young Nolan, how are you? And I looked over and it's my friend Ray from school. I was like, Ray, get out of that cop car and give me a hug quick. But like literally him, Emily and me, that'd be the three that I did my leaving cert with that I'd still be like, apart from that, sure, whatever.
The description says, so it's been 16 years and now seems the time to have a reunion. Location TBC, dependent on the numbers. It will be so lovely to see you all and catch up on the years since school. Please send this group to anyone that was in our year only. More info posted closer to the time. When I first saw it, I thought it was like a crypto scam.
Yeah.
So would you be interested?
I kind of am, but then kind of not.
But you need to go and show off. Look how well you're doing in life.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people would be interested to know. That
you could make fancy dinners now from your cooking course.
Yeah, I'll do the food.
My mom went to a school reunion like about a few years ago.
No.
And it was like 40 years on or something.
That's cool.
That would be kind of a bit better.
I'm hoping by then I'll be a little bit more okay with it. Yeah. But the thought of doing it now is an absolute
ick. But that's the thing about it. Like when you were in school, there was people you were forced to hang out with all the time that you weren't necessarily on your... Whereas you go to college and you choose your friends.
Sorry, can I ask? You said your friend Ray was a guard now.
Is a guard, yeah.
But in that place, in the place that you grew up?
In the city. So not where I grew up. I lived in No. Thankfully.
So I was like, how is that allowed?
Yeah, he's not stationed.
Talk
where...
about corruption.
Really? You're not allowed to be stationed where you're from?
You can't be stationed. I thought you weren't even allowed to be stationed in the county you're from.
I know you are.
Well, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure
that makes
sense
because obviously you'd be policing the area where you know all the people, so you'd be open to bribery.
Exactly.
And you could be going after lads that you hate in school.
Yeah, but you could also let your parents or people you like off of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they say you can't be a guard in your own county. I think you can either choose to go somewhere around the country, they'll choose for you, or you can choose to go to Dublin.
I like it when they send the guards up to Dublin when there's like a big event or something.
It's so
like,
funny.
All these people who don't have a clue where any of them
is. We'll catch you back here tomorrow from 7 live and in the podcast.
And if anyone
later.
Has any answers for us on that Garda thing, let us know.
We're ready to go. It's showtime.
Body Charge, Emma, Dave and Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I'm just going to say morning. It's Tuesday. I think it calls for a moan.
Go on.
Why?
We never usually allow moans on this show, but go on.
Thanks, David. Why do we never get snow?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one, to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Over in the UK, they're absolutely decked out in snow.
Yeah, I saw one of the guys I follow on Instagram. One of the lads is in Portsmouth and a blanket of snow overnight.
No fair.
I think there was a time tag of 20 past 12 last night.
See, we'll probably get it, but we've got rain for the last week, so it won't stick. It's just going to be wet, rotten snow.
There'll be no stick.
Tomorrow's meant to be unbelievable. Looks like one of those freezing cold, icy days, but like not a single cloud in the sky.
Oh, nice.
Sunny,
yeah, it does look
beautiful.
Sunny, but very cold. Very
perfect,
cold.
Perfect for skiing.
Is it, David?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
No, but that would be perfect for skiing.
Oh, so what conditions for it?
We'll all go up the mountain. We'll all go up the Dublin Mountain.
What's the optimum weather for the electric gates that you have in your house?
Can we do a layer check? How many
it's
layers?
The Lecky gates.
The Lecky gates.
How many layers are we in this morning?
I actually went for the thermals today.
Did you?
Thermals on the legs.
Wow.
Thermals on the legs.
Okay.
I went in the long johns. Yeah, I have the long johns on. Do you want to see?
I do, kind of. Look at you. Oh my God.
Tucked into the socks. The long johns are tucked into the socks.
Now, that's a good shout. Because I'm wearing like baggy jeans and they're just cold.
Yeah, because you see, you get a gust of wind up the leg.
Yeah.
How many of you guys are you in layers?
I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 layers on my upper body this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I said I'm taking no chances. I could feel it. You could see it on the window, the condensation in my bedroom. I was like, get me. Can't cope this cold.
See, I can only afford 2 layers because I keep going skiing.
Welcome.
Every day I wake up to the sound of Spins Fully Charged with Now.
It's Spin, your number one hit music station. Good morning.
Morning.
It is just about time for Michael Bublé season, I think.
Yes, start unfreezing that man.
I think we could take him down from the attic now at this stage.
I love a bit of bubbles.
Yeah, and he's in the news left, right and centre doing new Christmas collabs with people and all the rest. But one quote of his came up on my Twitter yesterday and it was so funny. And Bublé's a bit wacky, isn't he?
He is wacky. Do you remember we all saw him? That was a weird time in our lives.
The four of us went together
to
the Michael Bublé gig and I was so confused.
Was it last year?
I didn't understand. I was like, I don't get
it. Oh, I loved it.
I had a ball.
Every time he opened his mouth, whether it was to sing or speak, I was like, give me more.
He's just so great.
I just didn't expect the level of cheesiness. He gave me Nathan Carter vibes. You ever seen Nathan Carter live? I brought my granny there.
In so that he is a very great singer and very handsome, then yes, I totally get you, Nathan Carter vibes.
Cheesy.
I don't know how you didn't expect the level of cheese from him. But anyway, this tweet that had the Michael Bublé quote was a quote about Michael Bublé's dream kind of music scenario.
Okay.
And he said this: my dream would be watching Taylor Swift somehow get into a marriage or relationship with Adele and then they break up because we would have the greatest music you have ever heard in your life.
What?
He could have just asked for an Adele-Taylor Swift collab. No, he needs them to get into a relationship and then break up and then
go
their separate ways.
But almost as two very prolific songwriters when it comes to heartbreak, to break each other's heart and then work together on a song about it. I think that's a bit of a different arc.
I think if I lost Adele, I'd have an album in me. You know what I mean? I just feel like she's so great.
I would love to hear that.
I'm so sad. Yeah.
That's literally the words
there's
that I was thinking of.
Pizza.
I've been thinking of my kind of dream music scenario in this kind of vein. Obviously, when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, she released Lemonade, yes, which was absolutely unreal. But we never really heard Jay-Z's version of events. So I'd like to see what would happen if Hozier and Beyonce got together and then Hozier cheated on Beyonce.
Oh my God.
Because she would go to town on him and maybe she'd kind of throw in a few like Irish slurs. And then
you're paddy.
Oh yeah, exactly. You're dirty paddy.
You're a baddie, you're a paddy.
Yes.
I'm then, a baddie, you're just a paddy.
There you go.
And then Hozier would kind of come back with his own counter album that would be like so apologetic and sad, yeah, and like opera-y almost.
Yes.
And that would be nice. Another clanger, I think, would be if Olivia Rodrigo got with Avril Lavigne and then they broke up because they kind of each make their own like angsty rage
the
album.
Emo pop. Oh God, that sounds amazing. And I'm going to ask ChatGPT to just come up with that anyway.
Yeah, and then I think their two albums would be so similar and like would mesh so well that they'd end up collaborating on the album and then they get back together and then they break up again and then the cycle.
Imagine the amount of eyeliner.
Yeah. Do you remember Eamon and Frankie back in our teenage days? No? Eamon, F it, I don't want you back. And then the follow up from her.
No.
Who's Eamon and Frankie?
Yeah.
Oh, I do know that one.
Yeah,
that one.
I do know that song.
Yeah.
I've never heard
it. Follow up from her.
There's an artist called Eamon.
That's the guy who wrote F it, I don't want you back. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's
his name's just Eamon.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
I thought you were thinking of Bridget and Eamon. So I was like, curveball.
But her follow-up was brilliant, yeah.
My God. Okay, interesting.
In case you weren't with us yesterday, our big news, we are releasing a girly quiz board game just in time for Christmas. And woo, after 9 o'clock this morning on the show, we're going to need your help with some of the design features. Stick with us for that. Good morning.
Speaking of Christmas, it's the 19th of November and we're coming up very, very quick on Christmas. And I'm not really a ask for stuff off Santa kind of person.
Santa's a very busy guy. He's got a very busy guy. A lot of children to look after.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we've taken a step back.
But no matter what, Santa always gets me at least one, you know, thing.
That's really nice.
And I think that's pretty cool.
You are a good lad.
And I never really ask for anything. It just kind of happens.
It appears.
Last while, I've realised that what Santa's doing is actually just giving me stuff for my house. And when
you
I say
see, Santa's really good at knowing like a kind of what stage of development
what you need
be at.
yeah so the last 2 years what Santa has got me is an air fryer and like a seat in the sitting room.
Oh my gosh, top tier presents. Thank
he
you,
knew
Santa.
That my housemates were like wouldn't let me sit with them unless I had my own seat. So he got me a seat.
Okay, that's very kind.
And he knew that you can't cook, so he got you an air fryer.
Exactly. But the entire house uses the seat and the entire house uses the air fryer. So I've kind of become the guy that's tight with Santa that he gets us stuff for the house.
So your housemates love your relationship with Santa?
They love my relationship with Santa.
I bet they're starting to weigh in now.
They are starting to weigh in. That's exactly what's happening, Aisling.
Because in the next couple of weeks, you need to get those letters posted off to Santa, so you need to be thinking about what you want.
So I'm a little bit confused as to what... I'm buying into it. I'm like, fine, if the whole house wants something, that's grand. I don't know what to ask for, though. I haven't looked. I'm thinking of a new seat. Like a new kind of... I'd like one that, you know, that has a handle at the side and you flip up and it has the little... But no matter
Joey
what...
Joey Tribbiani chair.
But I'd never be able to sit in it. Everyone would just be fighting for it.
This is a really good stage of your growth that you're actually asking for a gift from Santa unselfishly, actually selflessly, to keep everyone else in your house happy.
Ah, yeah.
With that in mind...
I'm great.
It's right there. 75.
What's 75?
We've all heard those ads for that thermometer, the digital thermometer.
75. Yeah.
I've always heard the ads. I'd love one. Ask Santa for one of them.
A digital thermometer.
What? I think that's going to satisfy those housemates.
Yeah. Look, they're all
only
like,
out for themselves.
But you know, we just use the air fryer.
What's it for?
As in, other people in his house cook.
Checking that your meat is well cooked.
Yeah. I also would love one of these. I keep seeing spam ads for them on my TikTok. A cup rinser. It's like you literally push the cup down in it and it shoots water up and rinses out your cup.
This is serious.
I do
this
like...
This is one Christmas present from Santa. Are you taking the mick?
For his housemates.
And me. Yeah, I would like to use it as well.
Cup rinser.
I'm kind of on board with the cup rinser.
I do like the cup rinser. It's like a fountain and just rinses out your cup. It looks like a joy to use.
The thermometer is real left of field.
on your 75.
What Dave wants is a really good non-stick pan.
Well, there you go.
Oh my God. Is this how boring you view me and my housemate?
No, I swear, like, we're often in, like, kitchen shops, me and my boyfriend Alex, and I'm like, it's coming up to, like, his birthday, and I'm like, would you like that, though? I'm like, you're always saying we need a better wok.
Callum, come on, you know me.
I've got you. A robot Hoover.
I've got one.
A robot lawnmower.
Is that your one job?
My one job.
But you do enjoy doing the lawnmower.
I do like doing the lawnmower. I feel like John in Desperate Housewives. I feel very sexy.
Imagine going out there just sending it off for the day. See you later.
I've got it.
Go on.
Clap lights.
Oh, clap lights.
1980.
Dave's a tech forward man.
Clap lights sound amazing. So far, what's winning is the robot Hoover.
Yeah, that was a
good
one.
Not the robot lawnmower.
Or the thermometer.
Another one I think is great. My granny has these in her house. She's like a miniature remote. I'm sure you tech whizzes will be able to set it up. Like the clap
lights. Us tech whizzes, yes.
Tech whizzes, yeah. That, you know, this little remote controls all the bulbs in the house at any given time.
I love that so much.
So you can just walk around and like mess with the housemates and just turn off the lights on them, turn them back on.
You have the Alexa lights as well. Like you can just do that on the phone. Like, I was thinking. Those little remote things are so 1990s.
I do like the thought of being like in Callum's house where Callum's is like, Alexa, turn off the sitting room lights or whatever, and it just does it. It happens. I love that.
Yeah, I get into that time of the year where I say, turn on Christmas, and the Christmas lights come on and it plays Christmas music.
That's excellent.
That's so good.
Have you any ideas yourself, or were you just like, what do I do?
I was thinking telly, and I was thinking a big seat.
Ah, boring.
So I'm really on board with the robot Hoover. Big fan of that.
Cup cleaner.
And I do like the cup cleaner.
Cup rinser, yeah.
And do I connect that to the sink?
I think you plug it in close by to the sink, big wire over, down with the cup, job done.
Right, I'm so old.
Get writing now, Santa's under
pressure. Hope you and Mrs. Claus are doing well.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
So we announced yesterday on the show, big news, that we have a girly quiz board game coming. More on that after 9 o'clock, we're going to need your help with the design. But yesterday evening I was with my boyfriend Jack, and he obviously took on the girly quiz a couple of weeks ago, but he was so excited about this board game idea. And I just opened up like the big long list of girly quiz questions that we have prepared for the game, and I was just kind of running through them with him. And the question Dave was asked about a year and a half ago, what are pumps? How would you describe pumps? And he was like, oh, I know them. They're just like the little shoes. And then he said something truly shocking. I was on the verge of the ick. Callum, I'm going to need you for this. He's an Englishman, and he said, we used to wear pumps in PE.
Ew.
I said, sorry?
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean, you big Englishman? He said, during our activities at school, we wore pumps.
I don't really know what pumps
are. What
look
in
like.
The St. Trinians is this?
In primary school, when you do PE, you would wear, now it varies in different parts of the country what they're called. I will call them plimsolls.
Plimsolls?
Yeah.
I've heard of them.
What are they?
Yeah, plimsolls. They're those little
they're
things.
They're like Keds.
They're the black. They're like black.
Stop
little
saying.
Rub-
stop saying noises.
Do you remember Keds?
No.
They're pumps, black rubbery shoes that aren't runners, that are kind of thin, and they're used for active wear. They're like really bad runners.
But in fairness, they look like they'd first of all destroy your feet. Unlike girls' pumps that we're all aware of, girls.
Why are these are like runners?
Canvas shoes. Why can't you just wear your runners?
It's a school thing, so people don't feel like.
Some people have.
Are they like really cheap looking Vans?
Yes, a bit like that. They were like a tenner.
Which are famously not for running.
And no, they're terrible for your feet.
Yeah. Also because they're canvas. If you're kicking a ball or anything, surely that would hurt your toe-toes,
no? At primary school, you use like the floater football.
Oh, were they slip-ons?
Yeah.
Ooh. What the hell?
Strange.
You English,
strange.
Huh?
They are. They're just different.
Bring back plimsolls.
And like, did you get a new pair of them every year then?
Well, when your feet grow. But yeah, in primary school, you kind of grow in left, right and centre, aren't you?
Because they're canvas, what happened if it was raining outside?
Oh, no, that would be for indoor PE.
They had indoor PE.
Oh, they had indoor PE in primary school.
Oh, you had a gym, did you?
No, it was in the assembly hall.
Bang of empire off that, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're giving you chances to win gorgeous stuff all this week with Woucher Ireland. Woucher, that is. It's now live and we're celebrating. They've given us some whopper prizes to give away.
Yeah, maybe you're looking for a spa day, afternoon tea, maybe some dinner, a lunch. Woucher has you covered.
Yes, and with Christmas coming, Woucher has a great range of products from kids' toys to home essentials, jewellery, fashion and Christmas decoration must-haves. Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to give away amazing prizes like supercar experiences, hotel breaks, afternoon tea, the lot.
Do you know what? It almost sounds too good to be true.
It does, but we're going to prove that it's not.
We have both Wynn and Alex standing by to, vying for the win this morning. Wynn and Wynn. Wynn, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, good.
Is that your real name?
It is. Nobody ever believes me.
So, will Wynn win a voucher? That's what I want to know.
How do you spell Wynn?
So it's W-Y-N-N.
That's gorgeous.
Is it like short for Winifred?
You know, it's not, but everyone always thinks it is.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. It's sort of a, it's a common, not to be mean, Welsh man's name.
Mm. Is it?
I think it's beautiful.
Would you know that? The Go Compare man, he's been on Strictly Come Dancing at the moment and his name is Wynn.
Really? Yeah. Very good. What are you up to this morning anyway? You're on your way to work or college?
Yeah, I'm just on my way to work at the moment.
What do you do, Wynn?
I'm a coordinator,
working
pensions.
Okay.
Oh, we need one of them.
Yeah, we do actually.
That'll be lovely.
I'm having a clue.
Just to say as well, like your name, it's kind of in the name. Do you feel confident about winning, Wynn?
I do. Okay. I do. I don't know what's involved, but sure, with a name like Wynn, you have to back yourself.
Absolutely, you do, girl.
Hang on there. Alex, how are you this morning, Pet?
Very good, thank you. I hope we both win.
Yeah.
Win.
You can't both win, unfortunately, but maybe, Alex, you'll win on having a normal name.
But also a name that could apply to men and women.
Yeah, that's totally true, actually. Alex, what do you have for the day? You in work or college or what?
I am going to work, which today is 2 hours away. Oh. So I have plenty of time.
God, explain to us what's 2 hours away, why are you going there, and would you not just go back to bed?
Yes, I was thinking to call in sick, but I hope my boss doesn't listen to this.
Today
I'm going to
Craigavon,
which is Northern Ireland,
okay.
With work.
Oh, you're going to lose us soon, Alex.
Yeah.
You'll have to put us on the app.
Listen, we're going to play, guys, a penalty shootout style game. You're online, one win, so you get to pick first. Any number between 1 and 10. Santa is behind one of those doors with a gorgeous voucher from Woucher.ie for you, and there's nothing behind any of the other doors. This is purely a game of luck. Wynn, do you want to kick it off? Any number between 1 and 10?
4.
Okay.
4. Oh,
well,
she was nearly in the past tense there and won. All right, Alex, over to you. What have you got?
7.
Oh, back over to you, Wynn.
9.
Wynn won a voucher.
Alex, I'm sorry, you had a chance up against Wynn.
Sorry, Alex. Have a great day. Enjoy that 2 hour drive.
Thank you.
Good luck, all right.
Bye.
Wynn, congratulations, you won.
Oh my God, thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
I'm delighted.
You're happy, but you don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've won a €200 voucher for Dawson Aesthetics Skincare Clinic.
Ooh.
Very nice, Dawson.
Oh, wow.
Aesthetic
Skin Clinic.
Thank you.
Got a nice facial. You'd be glowing, for the Christmas.
Unbelievable. Wynn, are you happy?
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Deadly prizes on this.
It was in the name, to be fair. It was in the name.
It was a done deal. We didn't even need to get Alex up.
Yeah, if we have a caller on tomorrow called Lose, then I would recommend you get in.
Woucher.ie for more, and we'll give you another chance to win with them. Just before 9:30 on tomorrow's show.
Get up.
Good morning.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
I was with the girls the other day. My friend Megan, who we lived with before, came back to visit. I was telling her we did Secret Santa and it was just a really nice girly day. And
what was your budget for Secret Santa?
£30.
Not bad.
For me and the girls.
Some good
friends.
Do you
know I knew who had you?
Yeah, because it's very easy to work out.
Because it's a 3-person... You can't do Secret Santa with 3 people.
No, I've done it before. But you had... Who did you have?
My poor friend Megan could not work this out. She was like getting... This isn't what I was hoping to tell you, but let's just focus on this for a minute because it blew my mind how by the end of the day, after explaining to her like 20 times, she still couldn't understand.
That's so funny.
So Megan would have known that she got Emer.
Emer, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Clearly.
So therefore, Emer couldn't have her, exactly. Which means Emer
or
has you.
I would have. Yeah.
Which means you have Emma.
And I figured this out Megan. Walking home from work on Friday because you were like, I have Megan. And then I was like, well, that means then Emer has Emma. So Emma knows who she has.
Exactly. So the moment between three, you do Secret Santa, yeah. And you know who you have, you know who everybody else has.
That's
so
really funny. There's always one person who doesn't get it.
I did this like years ago with my mate Megan and Senan, and I swear they had to explain to me five times.
Like, literally, Megan drove from Limerick. Like,
but I could also have them. No, you couldn't.
No. Megan drove from Limerick to Dublin on Saturday morning. I was like, I've just been all the way up going, I wonder which one he is. And we were like, Megan, but you know who you have, yeah? And she was like, yeah. And it was like, so we explained. And then later on, she was like, so which one of these has about me? And I was like, how do you not get this? I don't understand. I was like, she was like, I reckon Emer has me. And I was like, but then who's going to buy for me?
Oh, myself. God.
Obviously, I still think she's going home being like, I don't get it.
She's looking at you as like, there are a couple of Keith Barrys there. Yeah.
They're so mystic. I want to bring everyone back to last Wednesday's show. Aisling was faced with quite a dilemma. She came into work quite stressed. Because what happened was, a big gig was announced for 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And a big gig that most people were excited about. But not her, because it was causing her a bit of stress, Dave.
I have a huge conundrum that I'm facing right now. Go to Pitbull and quit my musical.
Aisling, you can't actually be serious. You've given this 2 months of work already. Get a grip of yourself.
Or do my musical and miss Pitbull.
Now you have to be taking the mic. So, she actually came on the show last week and was so concerned about the idea of missing Mr. Worldwide at the Three Arena, despite the fact she spent 2 months already working on Sweeney Todd and rehearsals.
I'm not really sure why we're digging this up again, because it's starting to give me like secondhand fear all over again. But yeah, I did that.
I'm very shocked.
I needed help with my big decision, and I asked the listeners of this show to help me out, and here's what they said.
Girl, what the hell? You haven't even gotten your tickets yet.
I'm telling you, you have to do the musical. Like, that opportunity doesn't really come around. Pitbull will be back. Even if it will be a while, he will be back.
Definitely Pitbull. It has to be Pitbull.
Lots of people were saying Pitbull, but the overarching feeling was you can't
you need to do
read.
The musical, surely.
Yeah, the consensus in the end, it was like 56% or something of people said, you can't go to Pitbull, you have to do the musical.
Oh my God.
And to be honest now, it was a little bit of relief because I was a bit stressed out about having to quit the musical, because that's what I would have had to do if
Look
people told
you.
Me you know, to go to Pitbull.
But you would have been
shocked.
Very happy at Pitbull at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, yeah. I'm still gutted.
But it's surprising, isn't it?
It is quite surprising. Aisling, it's kind of like, who are you and what have you done with Aisling?
I feel like normally in her kind of levels of what's important in life, it goes like work.
No, I would say work is very,
no,
very
I'm
low
saying I'm way down the bottom. So work, then Alex, then friends, then family, then musicals.
Yes.
At the top.
Oh, guys.
And then 99.
You're missing Pitbull. Which
obviously is in there. Listen, we do have someone who wants to speak to you on the show this morning.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Kate?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Hi, Aisling. Do you recognise this voice?
Oh, hi, Kate.
Go on.
Good morning, Aisling.
What's up, gal? How are you?
Aisling, I'm not too well, I won't lie.
Oh.
What do you mean?
We have to just say, for those listening, Kate, who's on the phone, is the producer of Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Kate go way back. We're bosom buddies.
Which is the musical that Aisling is kicking off in February and has been rehearsing with the crew for the last 2 months. Kate.
But the thing is, Kate is actually a big fan of this show.
Mm. She is, yeah. She loves it.
And she listens into the show. And she listens into times where you say, you know, random things about the musical you're doing.
And usually it's all good things, which we really appreciate. It's great to hear. I was listening in. Aisling was talking about a gig coming up in February. I was like, oh, pity, you know, she won't be able to go to that. We've got the musical, obviously. Mm. And suddenly I heard Aisling talking about going to this gig and potentially even dropping out of the musical.
Potentially dropping out of the musical. For what was that gig that she would potentially drop out of the musical for?
For Pitbull.
For Pitbull.
Why do you say it with such disdain, Kate?
I'm just so let down, Aisling. Yeah.
God.
Has she always previously, when you've worked with her, come across like a bit of a team player?
Absolutely. Always been so reliable, so that's why I was so shocked.
You saw a whole different side to her that you didn't know existed.
I'm seeing a whole different
completely.
Side to her.
How does the society feel about this, Kate?
I won't lie, we're pretty let down. Like, we had well over 100 people audition for Sweeney Todd, and yeah. I think that Aisling thinks she can just throw away her place is just so disappointing.
Oh God.
Yeah. Aisling, do you want to say anything to Kate and you know all of your colleagues?
What if I said it was a big joke? I was never going to not do the show. No.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, Aisling. I don't know.
I'm really sorry. I'll never do it again. If there's another gig also on the 19th of February, I won't go.
I think a punishment should be made here. Kate, what do you think?
I think a bit of grovelling would be no harm for Intract.
I think it's definitely a learning opportunity. So a bit of grovelling would be pretty good. And we were having a little think as a committee, we were thinking that maybe on Friday's show you could do a performance, maybe perform an apology song of some kind.
Okay.
Maybe you could, I don't know, dress up as Pitbull or something.
Oh,
that would be good. Because you see, that's the thing. She does love doing a song, so I don't consider that a punishment. But, I mean, let's bald this girl up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you just want to make a mockery of me on my own show, Kate. I will remind you, you have no jurisdiction here on Spin 103.
Oh, no, but we do.
We do, and we are absolutely 100% on board with this. Kate, you're a fantastic producer.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you so much.
So I think this is a great idea. So on Friday, you're going to dress up as Pitbull. You're going to do an apology song. Can I also throw this in? I think you should do the apology song in the style of Pitbull.
Oh, no, I think that's the whole idea here. Yeah.
I guess that would be appropriate. Wow. Okay, Kate, thanks for interfering in my work life.
Of course.
I'll see you at rehearsals
tonight.
Thank you
so much.
A producer to the left, you have a producer on the phone. God, that's a thing of nightmares right there.
Kate, please don't kick me out of the show. I'll do anything you want. I love Sweetie Todd and I love On Track.
Dale.
Kate, we all saw a different side to Aisling last week. I'm glad you got right to reply. Cheers for talking
to us. Thank you so much for having me on.
See you, Kate. Have a great day.
Bye.
Right, it's happening Friday morning. Aisling will perform an apology song to her musical society
in the style of Pitbull while dressed as Pitbull. Can we get a Dale?
Dale.
It's a 305.
Callum, get ordering some kind of a costume there.
Oh, yeah, bald cap.
Friday morning, 8:10 in the show. It's happening whether you like it or not, Ash. In news that none of us saw coming, a church in Bradford has gone to extreme lengths to try and encourage people back to the church.
Okay, interesting. I was kind of wondering when they'd start doing this.
Yeah. Sermon attendances are at a record low. This is a problem, I suppose, everywhere for people. And what they are doing, this is legitimate. I had to fact check this. They are legitimately hosting WWE style wrestling in their local church.
Wow.
No, they're not.
This is not a fake story. This is a real news story today.
I don't believe you.
They've taken Bible bashing pretty literally. And they want to beef up these congregation numbers. So this place is St. Peter's Church in Shipley in Bradford.
Shipley. Is that the place where Binley Mega Chippy is?
Oh, that's Binley.
Oh, that'd be Binley. Binley and Chippy missed them.
So you're getting a mix of your usual sermon, your prayers, and then two local lads going at each other.
Is mass happening and wrestling in the same event?
I'm sure that the priest would be too distracted, probably trying to leave.
You think there's a priest? This is the most Protestant.
No. This is happening. They have a literal ring in the church, guys. I'm not lying. It's crazy.
That's brilliant. I've often thought churches should be used for more than just mass.
Yeah. I agree. Not that though.
There's a lot of trash talking from rivals in the area as well. There's a guy.
Jesus loves me more.
A God-fearing fighter called Gareth Angel Thompson said, "Kingdom wrestling for me is this amalgamation, this mesh of faith and wrestling." Ooh. Any Christian will tell you that when you go through life, you wrestle with stuff. You wrestle with your faith. I really feel that wrestling gives us that opportunity to tell those stories. So it runs once a month at this church, where a temporary ring is erected between tall stone columns in front of this massive, huge stained glass window. Honestly, Netflix, get over there pronto.
Yes.
Fighters go in bare-chested, legitimately.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The most recent bout featured this guy called David Star Killer Birch. And it was him against this dad of two called Angel, I mentioned earlier. And again, the trash talking is something else. I was like, how do you trash talk in a church, though? You know?
Yeah.
Everything you say. Although everything's disrespectful anyway, isn't it? You're bare-chested in the church about to take some local lad down the road on in a ring in front of the stained glass window. Everything about it feels wrong.
Mm.
But I've had a look at some, like, Bible quotes and how maybe they could use them in a style of trash talk.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So let's take Psalm of David. Holy, the holy version. The Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. That's lovely.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
But then your man Angel could take that on and say, the Lord, he's my guy. And because of that, I'm lacking nothing. Nothing at all. I'm up here walking with the top man. Come up and show us what you got, you know?
Yeah. I'm suddenly very uncomfortable.
Maybe something like that. This is a great Bible quote I found this morning. Didn't know it was in there. Do not cut the hair at the sides of your head or clip off the edges of your beard. Didn't know that was in there.
Oh. Ah, that's very direct advice.
They like
it. Yeah. Usually there's a little bit of a hidden meaning.
Here. You're thinking of sorting out his mop before showing up here today? A stubbly chin in the house of the Lord himself. Maybe something like that.
No, that's excellent.
I like the way after every trash talk ever goes, maybe something like that.
And I hope that the wrestlers themselves say, yeah, maybe something like that.
What do you think about that, Father? Is that good?
I'm going so red. And finally, again, did not know this was in the Bible. And you shall eat it as a barley cake, having it baked in their sight over a fire of human dung.
Oh, that's epic.
I really need to start reading this Bible.
That's in there. You probably didn't need to change too much, but you could say, don't mind that fruitcake. This fella's nothing but a barley cake hooked over a load of human
Sorry about it.
I want to apologise to David's grandmother, to yes. Ashley's grandmother, to my grandmother.
She's still in bed
this morning. You're grand for a while.
Mine's in mass.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is going to be a lot of fun because Emma and Ashling, whatever you think is about to happen is not about to happen.
I have no thoughts.
So every Thursday around this time, I get to fear my stomach. Because you do a thing called the girly quiz.
Yeah.
And it's where I get to feel very, very anxious, where you ask me three questions about girly stuff, pitted me, basically to humiliate me and bully me. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Well, oh my God, is this going where I think it's going?
Is the 19th of November, a.k.a. International Men's Day.
No.
Meaning it is the only day of the year that I'm allowed to play this.
It's the manly quiz. Football, cars and tails. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzy.
Oh, woo! The manly quiz. It pops up once a year, but they never know when it is.
Guys, guess what? I've never, ever played the manly quiz.
No, you were off.
I was off someday last year. I've never experienced this terribleness.
And is exactly what you think it is. I flipped the girly quiz on its head. Today, I'll be asking Emma and Ashling three manly questions and they have to work together to get three out of three questions to correct to win the week. Now, because they're working together, I'm only giving them one lifeline.
Boo!
All right, one lifeline. I don't have anyone on the girly quiz.
That's fair enough.
You have each other, right? Normally on the girly quiz, we have the phone a female line. We're going to do a phone a fella. So if you are a man and you want to help Emma and Ashling out on a question that they're stuck on, you'll know the answer, I promise you. You will win a €50 voucher for something manly of your choice. Could be the butcher's, could be the hardware store, could be anything.
Wow.
€50 voucher for something manly. If you want to help them out right now, it's manly in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. You got to be a fella for this. Manly in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I can't wait.
I'm not a bit nervous. I'm buzzing. Bring it on.
Only once a year we get to do this. Let's play it.
It's the manly quiz. Football, cars and tails. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzy. Aww.
So every Thursday, if you're new to this show, then welcome on in. We do a thing called the girly quiz where Emma and Ashton quiz me on all things girly. And it's basically just an excuse for them to bully me because I don't know a lot about women. But we've decided to completely flip it on its head for International Men's Day.
Up the lads.
This is your day, lads, the 19th of November. And you make sure everyone knows about it.
Well, I didn't know anything about it until you told me 5 minutes ago.
International Men's Day is today. We are flipping the girly quiz on its head. We are doing the manly quiz. I'm going to ask Emma and Ash three questions. They must get three out of three correct to win the week. Now, you usually give me a lifeline or two lifelines.
We do.
You usually give me a 50-50 and a phone a female.
Yes.
Because there's two of you working together, I'm not going to give you two lifelines. I'm only going to give you one. You have a phone a fella.
Okay.
Right? Josh is on the line. How are you, Josh?
How are you?
Really good. Josh, are you ready for this? Do you feel manly enough today?
I hope so.
Did you spray a bit of Lynx this morning, Josh?
I did, yeah.
Did you pull a bit of fluff out of your toes and flick it on your bedroom floor?
Is that what you think men are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you bite your toenails with your teeth?
No, Josh? That's just me. Okay. All right, Josh, thank you. Stay there because the girls, I'm sure, will need you at some point. Now, as this is the manly quiz, we must just put a warning out because you never know what Emma and Aisling might say. This can go from inside the body, outside the body, all over men, right?
You're really good at that bit, Dave.
Well, thank you. I think that was pretty spot
that was
on.
Brilliant.
So just keep your hand on the old volume dial, you know, just in case they say something a little bit too risque. Are we ready to play the manly quiz?
Come on, wait 9 years.
Okay, here we go. Emma and Aisling, question one. What product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit? Well, Aisling has a smile on her face and Emma is writing for some reason.
I'm writing the word grit, hoping something comes.
Oh, I'm actually so annoyed.
What product is measured in the variations of these numbers?
I was actually like, sorry, Joshua, but we're not going to be speaking to you again. We're obviously going to get again, this because we're two brains.
This is not a final answer.
Great.
I'm just throwing things around. Is this like concrete? Is this like...
Well, I'll tell you, grit. 40 grit.
40 grit.
It's grit. To grit the roads.
To grit the roads.
During the ice.
Be careful now.
And is that your final answer?
No. Definitely not.
Right.
I'm saying grit. Grit. Like grittiness. Levels of kind of weatheredness of a man. I don't know. I haven't a clue. You haven't a clue?
I haven't a clue, no.
It's some kind of,
I don't think it's a... Unless it's bloody hair wax or something.
Yeah.
Tightness of hair wax or something.
20, 40.
Can I just
80.
Say, it's wonderful knowing the answer. Yeah. It's just wonderful. It's a great feeling.
Okay, I think we're going to have to get Joshua on this. I don't even know how to recite the question to him.
All right, Josh, you're up. The girls have a question. And do you want me to reread the question?
Please.
Yeah,
all right, Josh, the girls have this question.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
What product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit?
Well, you're very lucky because I had to buy this literally last week to do the shells.
Go on.
So it's measured for sandpaper.
Sand?
So the lower the grit, the rougher the sandpaper.
Interesting.
The lower the grit, the rougher the sandpaper. Unlike what you think, because men don't make sense. Classic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent.
Okay.
So if I just want a light grazing, I'll go for 400 grit.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Yeah.
That's obviously why it didn't work when I was trying to sandpaper my Birkenstocks, because they were so dirty, because I bought the higher ones to try and clean them, but sure, that was doing nothing to them.
You may as well bought a piece of paper.
Also, there is no way on God's earth that you knew the answer.
Of course I knew the answer to that.
When have you ever bought sandpaper?
You buy sandpaper if you're doing the skirting boards or something. I don't know.
When have you... anyway, final answer, sandpaper.
Correct.
Well done,
it only
Joshua.
Took about 10 minutes. Josh, congratulations. We're going to send you out a 50 euro voucher for something manly. So it could be a butcher's or a hardware store or something. We'll send you 50 euro for something.
You do you.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Have a great day, my man.
Lads.
Oh, you are on your own.
There's not a hope in this hell that Callum Farmer knew that was for sandpaper either.
I knew it!
Yeah. We all know it!
No, this is stupid. Why would women not know that and men would?
Yeah, that's a load
Why
of rubbish.
Why is all sanding things and not telling us?
This is the game of stereotypes.
There's no way that you got
I love
sandpaper.
Secret sandpaper and stuff.
Okay.
Here we go with question two.
Come on, Emma. I smashed this last year all on my own.
No, you didn't.
I did.
But you didn't get it right. Explain in football terms, Emma and Aisling, what a nutmeg is.
Is that like the thing Aisling has for a Christmas dinner?
That's a nut roast.
Okay. You have a nut roast and Christmas eggs, your veggie. Are they for vegetarian football players?
Nutmeg is a spice. And that's my final answer.
In football terms.
In football terms, nutmeg. Let's think of spicy footballers. Like Ronaldo, sexy.
No, let's not do that. I think nutmeg in
We're
football
We're already tearing
terms,
them apart, Callum. It's amazing.
It's got to be a formation.
A spicy formation?
No, or just let's
For, are we moving away from
let's
the
move
spice?
Away from spice.
Okay.
It's got to be a play. So it's like two defenders Forward runs through the middle, slides on his knees, heads the ball into the goal. Mm. That could be a nutmeg.
Interesting.
If you nutmegged it. Oh, I absolutely nutmegged that to the back of the net. Vibes.
Or else is it like when in the transfer window.
Oh, Aisling Bonner.
Aisling, that was sexy.
Probably completely wrong. And a team at the very last minute before the window close nutmegs a player from another team.
I'm worried that we're destined to fail on this one. We don't have a 50-50. I think that's cruel.
I haven't a clue. I haven't a notion. What one should we go for of them?
I'd say the nut roast.
Nutmeg. Repeat the question. Sorry.
Explain in football terms what a nutmeg is.
A singular nutmeg.
Is it a stud on a foot, on a boot?
Mm.
No.
We have to agree on something.
Okay, well, we just say it's a
formation.
A formation of play.
So unfair.
You're absolutely wrong.
Shocker.
A nutmeg, or nuts, is another name for it, is when you kick the ball between a person's legs. So rolls between their legs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that it hit them in the nuts.
You roll the football, you kick the football through their legs, and you go, nuts.
In tennis, it would be a hot dog.
Okay. Well, you've already failed the Mandy quiz, but we will do question three
An expression that makes sense. Just, I kicked it through his legs. You don't need to say I nutmegged.
Yeah, exactly.
Final question on the Manly quiz for 2024.
Come on now, Ash, we need to have a bit of...
Did you know what a nutmeg was?
Yes! Yeah, right.
It's a very, very famous thing. Yes. Very, very famous. If I was buying something from the brand Harry's, Bulldog or Philips, what sort of range would I be buying from?
Bulldog is definitely a hair product.
Okay, Philips probably do razors. Philips tech, you know.
I've seen Bulldog... hair stuff or shaving stuff. It's a black, it's like black branding.
Okay.
That's all I know. That's all I can get. Bulldog. Bulldog, hair and shaving, I think.
All you have to
say. Can you repeat the three again? Sorry.
If I was buying something from the brand Harry's, Bulldog, or Philips, what sort of range would I be buying from?
Philips has got to be a razor situation because it's electric. Harry's, I've never heard of. Bulldog, again, gives me hair gel vibes.
The phrasing of the question, what sort of range would I be buying from? I think maybe, yeah, we could go with like a shaving range.
Mm.
Like grooming. Grooming. That's a good one. All encompassing, isn't it?
I think go for it. Final answer. I don't know anything about Harry's, that's all I'll say.
All I know is Harry's nut butter.
Final answer?
Yes, grooming.
I'll give it to you. Well done. Shaving products is the answer. You've lost the Manly quiz though, lads. How do you feel?
Sad.
Can I just say, is this the level of excitement you get every week?
Yeah.
Because this is phenomenal. This power, this feeling is, I'll be chasing this forever.
Mm.
It is wonderful.
A high like no other.
I wouldn't have gotten any of them on my own. I enjoyed every bit of that.
I think if there's women out there who would have got them, by all means, get in touch and let us know. I thought that was a bit much now.
It's a bit dirty now this year.
Every week I get this.
It's the Manly quiz. Football, cars and tech. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzy.
It amazes me how we got that theme song over the line.
It's horrible.
It's awful. It's so bad.
The farpits are my favourite.
We just played the Manly quiz because it's International Men's Day, November 19th. Remember it, lads, this is your day to celebrate. So we did the Manly quiz for the crack and we flipped the girly quiz on its head. Instead of the girls asking me three questions about women, I asked the girls three questions about men.
Noel is standing by on this. Noel, what are you saying?
Oh, that was class this morning. All of us men feel like how Dave is feeling at the end of that.
So what you're saying is you want more of the Manly quiz, yeah? Not just an International Men's Day.
Oh, equality for men, 50-50.
Noel, what did you think? Did you know all the answers?
We did. Myself and my daughter were sitting here in the car on the way to school and we were discussing them as we went by.
Okay.
Was she learning?
Done. Good questions today, Dave.
Love it.
Oh, great. He gets to do it once a year, Noel.
Every bloody week, Noel.
Goodbye, Noel. Goodbye.
Thanks, Noel.
Oh, God. It's all gold, lads.
We're so right. After
my God, after you lost, you're different people. Different people.
They were great questions, in fairness. I hadn't a breeze.
Right, well, question one, let's just recap, right, was what product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit, okay? And Kathy was on about this question.
Girls, nail files come in 240 grits, 100 grits. So you should have got that.
I'll go way out of that catty. Come on, it's been outside.
We should have used our female intuition.
Question two was definitely my favourite one. It was explain in football terms what a nutmeg is. I really, I know this is going to sound like a diss. It's not, Emma. I thought you'd get it, Ash. I really did think you'd get that one.
No, she does have more football knowledge than me. That's a fact.
But then I also thought maybe you'd know Emma because of your boyfriend Jack and he's into football. I thought maybe you'd get it. I was really surprised when you hadn't a clue. Mel was on a big question too.
I have never laughed so much. I have never laughed so much.
Again.
On the second question, the way Ashley got so mad.
I think because I was like, I really wanted to spell the thing that girls don't know anything about football, and then I just perpetuated the stereotype. Well,
you knew the transfer window, you knew formations.
I knew the phrase transfer window.
She threw out any football phrase she could possibly muster up in that moment.
It was excellent. Well done. You did fail, and I already am looking forward to 2025 because that was a hell of a lot of fun.
It was. I'm looking forward to next year too.
Oh lads, don't, with that in mind, stick around just after 9 o'clock. It's back to the proper way on this show. Girly quiz. We've just announced a board game just in time for Christmas, and we need your help with the design, especially with the truth or dare cards that are going to feature in there. So more on that after nine.
I just wanna wake up.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Lads, the greatest day of the week.
There's a lot going on at the moment. Christmas is coming. There's a bit of a buzz around, and I'm honestly so excited about what we announced on yesterday's show.
Yeah, we are bringing the girly quiz to your home this Christmas. We announced that we're making a girly quiz board game. Woo-hoo! It's going to be ready for the festive season. Maybe a nice little stocking filler.
If you have a look at our Instagram story at OfficialSpin103, you'll see Aisling with the mock box. All the assets you're going to need to play the board game.
No, it's just a blank box at the moment, but it will...
It's a publishing stage, guys. Yes, it's very exciting.
Yes. It's not complete yet, which
and
is
it certainly
the main
won't
thing.
Fit in a stocking. It is kind of big. So this board game is going to feature some of the best girly quiz questions from the past 2 years. You can battle it out with your family at home and you can become a girly quiz champion.
I think this would be a great thing to have in workplaces, in the canteen at lunchtime.
That would be good crack.
Big time.
With your friends as well if you're getting together over Christmas. But unlike the girly quiz that you hear on the show once a week, we're looking for extra elements into this game that you don't normally here.
Yeah, so I like this now. This is a bit of crack.
The concept of the board is, it's kind of snakes and ladders-esque, i.e. you start in one corner and you swivel around.
Yeah.
You'll stumble upon opportunities for questions, but there's more too.
Yeah, so when you land on each square, it might say something like, ask a question, like a girly quiz question, but there also might be a truth or a dare on that square. So this is a brand new element we're adding into the board game. Truth or dare. I don't think anyone's ever played before.
So the concept with the truth or dare is... So obviously there'll be cards that have truths on them and then cards that have dares on them. And so far, all of those cards are blank.
Yes.
So we need your help on the show this morning. 087 711 1038. We really, really want your help on this. We want you to be part of this. Help us write some truths and some dares for the game.
And do you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to put everyone who we use into a hat and... You will win the first ever girly quiz board game.
Wow.
So everyone who suggests a truth or a dare today and we use it in the physical game, because we have like 50 cards to fill up.
Yeah.
We're going to put all of you into a hat and then later down the line we'll pick one of you. And
okay, very nice. This is pretty
naturally,
cool.
Naturally, this is the girly quiz, so you can go a bit spicy with it as well. Like a dare could be, go on, text your ex.
Yeah, definitely.
Although that causes a bit of Christmas drama.
Or a truth could be something like, when did you last have a shower?
Yeah, or when did you last kiss someone, or what was your, you know, what was your worst shift, or something, anything like that. Those are the kind of truths or dares. I mean, the thing is that if you suggest truth or dares for this game, and we publish them, you will be basically a published author.
You'll be a designer of a game.
You'll be a designer of a game.
Your question,
or your truth or your dare.
Stick it on your CV.
Could get into this board game. So if you want to suggest 087 711 1038 truth or dare.
Any truths you have in mind, any dares you have in mind.
Yeah, something, make it spicy as well.
Get them over to us on 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are looking for your help this morning. We had very exciting news on yesterday's show that in time for Christmas, you will be able to hopefully get your hands on one of our girly quiz board games. They're in production at the moment, early stages. All of our past girly quiz questions will feature, but there's a twist.
There is indeed. On this board game, it's going to be kind of like a snakes and ladders ladders type thing. On each square, you'll find something different, like it will be a question, like a Girly Quiz questions, or there might be the word truth, or there might be the word dare on it.
Mm. Yes.
And shockingly, you will have to answer a truth or a dare.
So we've asked you this morning to help us write some of those truth or dares. So truths being like a question someone has to answer, or a dare is being a little challenge that's maybe Girly Quiz themed.
Mm. Grace is standing by. What are you thinking, Grace?
So it was, I dare you to put mascara on without opening your mouth, and I dare you to like one of your ex's old Instagram posts.
No. Wait, what's the mascara one? I don't understand that.
Okay, imagine I'm putting on my mascara. Look what I do.
Yeah, true. Oh, you do your mouth open.
Pretty everyone much just, everybody
yeah.
by.
Yeah, no one can do it.
That's so funny.
They're
okay.
brilliant.
I like that.
One
okay.
definitely worse than the other.
Thanks, Grace.
No problem. Take care.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. If you have any suggestions for us, we'd love to hear them. Get your voice notes over on 087-711-1038. Producer Callum said that any suggestion that comes in today, they'll put all the names into a hat and you'll get the first ever copy of the board game.
Nice yes. one.
Fabiana was in touch.
Morning, guys. So I was thinking for a truth, you could have what's the strangest thing you've done to get someone to fancy you or notice you? And then for a dare, you could get them to act like a girly in the room and then everyone else has to guess who they're trying to be.
I love that
one,
Fabiana.
A bit of charades.
That's very good.
Going on.
I was kind of thinking back to the makeup thing, and Grace has kind of said this with mascara, but lipstick, no mirror. Off you go.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking lipstick, no pout. Would that be a good one?
Yeah,
because you always, you know, when girls put on lipstick, they pout like they do the.
I love the idea of everyone playing the game looking like such a mess.
Yeah. I was thinking of some dares, and I was thinking of Instagram roulette. So you close your eyes and you flick through, and then you stop on a random story, and whoever's Instagram story it is, you fire react to it.
That's
Flames
really
react.
Good.
That's brill.
I have a few silly makeup dares. Draw on a mascara, mustache, wax your upper lip, give your hair a little trim.
I was thinking as well, it's kind of like the game Kings, the card game Kings.
Oh, yeah.
But speak in the accent of a famous woman until your next go.
That's funny.
That's
yeah. I like that. There's a couple of truths as well, like when's the last time you lied? Or I thought this one would be kind of juicy. Who's the last person you searched on Instagram?
Oh, very good. All right, these are great, but we need more. Send over your truths or your dares now to 087-711-1038.
Your chance to win the first ever Girly Quiz board game too.
So we are bringing the Girly Quiz to your home this Christmas, and I am so unbelievably excited about this because I haven't been on a board game in ages. I've never ever been on a board game. And we've announced this, we're bringing this Girly Quiz board game. Going to be ready for you. Probably not a stocking filler because it might not fit in
it. It'd be a bit too big for a stocking.
Yeah,
yes.
But basically it's just going to be Girly Quiz questions like we do every single Thursday on the show. And we're also adding some new elements to the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've been asking you to help us out with some truth or dare options that we can throw on the game as well. So you've been sending your truths and your dares this morning.
A lot of people already wondering, when can we get the game? We will let you know when it's fully produced. But in the meantime, it's lovely that you're going to be a part of it as well with these truth or dare suggestions. Daniel is standing by. You have a dare for us, I think.
So the dare is to obviously get into the zone is, as a man, you're there to put on a dress, be one of your people you're playing with, and you have to do hoovering to Queen's theme song, I Want to Break Free.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful. very specific dare. It have is. You had to do this, Daniel?
No, but I remember hoovering before to when that came, used to be on the ads all the time. And my mum used to slag me.
I remember that ad. I love that.
You know
that.
What? That's imagine the crack you'd have in the lads in the house.
Absolutely.
That's excellent, Daniel. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Daniel.
No worries, guys. Great to see the game coming out live.
Cheers, man. Have a great day.
Cheers, Daniel. Thanks a million. Paul is standing by as well. I think you have a dare for us too.
Yeah, Owen, he's just after being dropped to school there. And his dare was knock into your next door neighbour's house and ask them, can they go to the toilet?
No, oh, I love that.
God, this game is getting crazy.
Yeah, that's good.
It's an age old classic.
I like that. You can tell Owen that's a very good one. It's going in, Paula.
Yeah, perfect. I'll tell him he'd be delighted.
See
Thank you,
Paul. Have a great
Cheers.
Day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another great dare in from Charlotte. Tell them to strap something heavy, a watermelon or a bag of sugar, to your belly and do daily tasks while 9 months pregnant.
Oh, that's very good.
That's very
fun. I do like them.
That's excellent.
Very
well
girly.
Sonia's standing by. You have a dare too?
Yeah, just if you're pick out one of your random WhatsApp groups that you're in and just send in like a random message like what's the recipe for apple pie or something like that.
I like that, Sonia.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Well, chances are you'll be playing it later on, like in the evening with a few drinks or something with your friends, so you might be a bit embarrassed in the group. Like,
That's very funny.
I'm dying to make it crumble.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sonia.
Yeah, no problem, thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Megan has sent us loads, right? And this, there's a couple in there that I really, really like. One is read out your last message conversation, and another one is reenact a romantic scene from a movie.
No,
I really like
cute.
Them. Oh, I think they're quite good. But there's some other ones that she sent in as well.
This gal has definitely observed a few videos on the Spin Instagram because she's gone for some truths of what is your toxic trait and what's your biggest red flag. Oh. We love those questions here at Spin. Craziest thing you've done to an ex.
Oh, that's good.
That's a really good
one. I like that one.
Yeah, and wear someone else's shoes for the duration of the game. I think that's very funny.
That would freak me out. I wouldn't
that's
like to do
laugh.
That.
Imagine I like that. If you were a girl wearing lad's big shoes, you'd be like a duck walking up to the fridge to get a drink or whatever.
Are you all going to play this at Christmas?
Oh, 100%. Hell yeah.
I don't know. I think Christmas is my like week off. You know what I mean? So,
Kelly's standing by. I think you've two truths for us, Kelly, do you?
If you were to date or marry a friend's partner, who would it be and why?
Oh,
that's great.
That's very juicy.
But then the opposite side is who of your friend's partner would you definitely not date?
And why?
Oh, brilliant. That's incredible, Kelly. That's definitely going in the game. I love
juicy.
It.
Juicy. Thanks.
Well, it should be probably the last question because it might be the end of the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly. That's great.
Have a great day.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
All right, Eric has sent in what I think is the best dare so far.
Oh, go on.
Text your mom using only predicted words. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, they pop up at the top. You could say something
really, really bad. Yeah. I really liked it. I don't think I've played Truth or Dare in years, but there are loads of them coming to my head.
And these, I suppose in our day, they were a bit crap. These are a bit more inventive and fun.
They're spicy.
Bit of a laugh in it. Okay, listen, you can send in your Truth or Dares at any point across the day. There's also a box on our Instagram story you can throw them into.
Oh yeah, do that.
We say by the end of today because at the end of the day, these are going to the factory.
Yeah,
okay?
These are going to print. It's all very official.
It's happening by EOB. Is it end of business?
COB.
Close of business, thank you.
Yes, so if you get in touch at any across the day with any funny or interesting truth or dares, get them over to us on 087 711 103 or on Instagram. The Weeknd and Dancing in the Flames on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin.
He has really redeemed himself after that terrible TV show he released.
Yeah, that song
that
enough.
Is a fantastic tune.
It's really, really good. Yeah,
it is.
I think he needs to stay away from acting and stick to the tunes.
Just stop.
I actually read this really in-depth article about him lately because my friend from school got really obsessed with him in the YouTube early days.
Did you read an in-depth article or did you watch a TikTok?
No, actually, I think it was an article.
Oh my God.
And it was about how he basically would never reveal himself as a name or as a face. He just released all this music on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
And then as soon as he went commercial, she was like, how dare you? You promised you'd just be for the real fans, kind of a thing. Listen, on the show all this week, we have a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership to give away, and we're celebrating Black Friday, meaning there's no joining fee across their gyms.
Yeah, they're free classes, no contract, excellent personal trainers, and the highest spec equipment around.
Yes, the three of us have headed into the gym this morning. We've been doing some workouts. One of them was a total fake. Not a real workout at all. So you've been letting us know which you think is fake in order to win this membership.
Graham is standing by. Yeah, he's at work at the moment and it's very quiet there. What do you do, Graham?
Pharmaceutical wholesale.
Oh,
pharmaceutical wholesale. That's very good.
Listen, Graham, we have a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership to give away in the show. And we're going to head into the gym now. And your job is to figure out which one of us is doing a fake exercise for your chance to win that, okay?
Yeah, have a listen there, Graham.
Just here, I'm up and down. I'm doing my burpees.
I'm doing my farties there now, Graham.
I'm doing my deadlifts, but I keep dropping my weight.
Oh, you're so bad. All right, Graham. What is the fake workout?
Dave's farties.
The farties.
Are you sure now? Have you never done them yourself?
I always hear that it's good to be not bloated and let the gas
out. Yeah, I would have thought so too, but I don't think it's a gym workout, unfortunately. So, yeah, Graham, you're absolutely correct. Congratulations. You win.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
6-month roaming FlyFit membership. Off to you now, Graham. You'll be absolutely ripped come 2025.
Don't forget to do them farties now in 2025, all right?
All right, thanks very much.
Fair play. I wish farties were a real workout.
They are.
They absolutely ripped.
Never go on a farty walk. Do you know what I love when you go up the stairs and it's like.
Do you know the way they always say go for a walk after dinner to make things move? It really works.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's called the stair
blaster. This highbrow show, huh?
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
This holiday, wrap affection with a gift that everyone loves, gift cards. Giftcards.com makes it easy to make the thought and the gift count with over 350 brands to choose from. Gift from top brands like Sephora, Nordstrom, DoorDash, and more. New this year is the Giftcards.com gift card, which gives your giftee access to choose from almost anything at Giftcards.com. With no purchase fees, no expiration, and instant delivery, it's the gift of so many possibilities. Visit giftcards.com today. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.